Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Candace Smitherman, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the Spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about what Francis Chan is seeing in Hong Kong amid the coronavirus scare. Chan moved to Hong Kong in February, and he says strong believers are handing out masks among the poor and sharing the gospel. So stay tuned to hear what else he says.
Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today.
Bible teacher and author Francis Chan says strong believers in Hong Kong are sharing the gospel amid the coronavirus outbreak. And yet, he says, too many Christians are isolating themselves out of fear. Christian author Preston Sprinkle tweeted an update he says is from Francis Chan. Chan and his family moved to Hong Kong in February as missionaries. Chan reportedly said this, "So many here in Hong Kong are terrified and paranoid. It's so sad to see, but a great opportunity for the gospel. As long as the believers show themselves to be different, fearless. The strong believers are walking around with the poor and handing out masks while sharing the gospel. Meanwhile, too many Christians are isolating themselves. It's a test of our faith, not to be foolish, but to show that we fear nothing, especially not death. And we are anxious about nothing. By the way, 2 days in and we love it here. Miss you guys, but there is so much opportunity here." End quote. Chan announced his decision to move to Asia in November 2019, shortly after going to Myanmar on a mission trip. What Chan didn't know at that time, though, was that just a couple months later, the coronavirus would erupt in China and spread to various countries across the world. As of this recording, the coronavirus has killed over 3,000 people and infected more than 90,000. CNN reports that 5 people have died from the coronavirus in the U.S., with more than 90 infections nationwide. Hong Kong has had fewer than 100 cases of the coronavirus so far, according to NPR. But the province in China that Hong Kong borders has reported over 1,300 cases of the virus. So listeners, please pray for the believers in Hong Kong, that God would continue to give them supernatural boldness to proclaim Christ and not give way to fear. Pray that Christians across the world would have that same boldness and that the Lord would bring a swift end to this virus. Tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.